nulis lagu, jadi pemain film. Terkenal gak belagu, tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat 2 piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak-enak. Hujan gerimis aja, Jambang dan si Pitung. Ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung. Jadi babenya Sidul, cita-citanya bisa nyampe. Ayo Betawi ngumpul, yuk terusin perjuangannya.
SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita, kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari ampe luar negeri.
Tonton kue-kuenya onde-onde, rame-rame sambil ngegarasin pete. Dari nyang tue ampe nyang muda, yuk same-same lestarin budaya kita ya. Jangan sampai kaget. Nyok, nyok.
Benyamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita, kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari sampai luar negeri. Benyamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita, kita penerusnya.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Defense Minister Syafri Syamsuddin has assured that the Indonesian National Armed Forces will cooperate with the Ministry of Health to build 14 hospitals in conflict areas, including Papua. The collaboration was confirmed after the Minister Syamsuddin and Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin signed a memorandum of understanding at the headquarters of the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology on Tuesday launched the Acceleration Program for Improving Access and Quality of Medical Personnel Education to address the shortage of health professionals in the country. The program aims to enable access to quality higher education for medical and healthcare professionals. The initiative is also targeted at accelerating the realization of President Prabowo Subianto's Asta Cita through a strategic partnership with the academic health system. The minister made the statement in Jakarta on Tuesday. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. Tak pernah ada. hatiku hanya inginkan dirinya.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja. Tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, kuatlah diriku. Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja. Tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, kuatlah diri. Diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia.
Reza on today's music corner with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua or Make Me the Second, but hopefully you do not make Voice of Indonesia as your second choice, but instead you always make us the first choice. Even we are not a choice, because we are the one and only radio station that will make your day, that will bring you more insights from Indonesia about its latest updates, information about its culture, art, tradition, food, and so on, and of course about music. And this next information comes from 24 countries that will compete in Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen. The government of East Java's Banyuwangi District, Indonesia, has announced this year's edition of International Cycling Race Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen that will feature cyclists from 24 countries. The event, which is included in the calendar of the Union Cyclists International, will take place from July 28 to the 31st, 2025. During the race, which will have four stages, cyclists will cover 593 kilometers through Banyuwangi's scenic natural landscapes. According to Fistian Dani, sports tourism will continue to be promoted to attract visitors and position Banyuwangi as one of the best cycling destinations in Indonesia. Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen is not just a sports event. It has helped put Banyuwangi on the global map. And she noted that since the race was first held in 2012, interest among participants has continued to grow, with teams from several countries expressing their wish to complete what is touted to be one of the toughest uphill climbs in the world. According to the organizing committee, 44 teams from different countries express an interest to join the Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen, but only 20 teams were selected based on their rankings. Well, listener, when it comes to cycling, or here in Indonesian language, we call it sepeda, we have a song by Alif Wangsa with Sepedaku, or My Bicycle.
Dan melaju, sepeda, sepeda, sepedaku melaju membawaku. Di jalan itu aku melihat dirimu naik sepeda, dan ku ikuti sepedamu. Sepeda, sepeda, sepedaku setia membawaku. Sepeda, sepeda, sepedaku memberi kisah baru. Di jalan itu aku menggoda dirimu. Naik sepeda, ku berkenalan denganmu. Ku kayu lebih kencang mengikuti sepedamu, dan kau pun tersenyum memberiku harapan. Sepedaku setia membawaku. Sepeda, sepeda, sepedaku memberi kisah baru. Di jalan itu aku menggoda dirimu. naik sepeda, ku berkenalan denganmu.
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. H. Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
The quality of us maintaining the quality of the earth. Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Here is keyword of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing, a quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is a national hero and the first commander of the National Army of Indonesia. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Sun goes down across the city, searching for something inside of me. I will find all the lost pieces, heart will feel deep in real. I was blind but now I see. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're the one. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're the one. Your place, where our hearts
like a sun goes down.
Coming from a black hole to the deepest ocean and highest mountain, deep and real, what you see now?
Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Relaxing at at the seashore and enjoying sunset is always the right choice when you are having holiday. You can enjoy amazing sunset at Tanjung Setia Beach in West Lampung. It takes about 8 hours from Raden Intan II Airport, Bandar Lampung, where it is located around 273 kilometers or around 6 to 8 hours trip from Bandar Lampung City. Tanjung Setia is located along the western beach near the South Bukit Barisan National Park. Waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is known as one of the best waves by surfers throughout the world, and it is similar with the famous surfing spot in the world, namely in Hawaii. Tanjung Setia Beach is sharply at the big streaming line of the Indian Ocean. Unfortunately, the beach is not quite popular yet for surfing competitions like in Bali or Lombok. There are only some surfers who know the beach that is quite interesting for surfing. During surfing session on June to August, waves at Tanjung Setia Beach can reach up to 7 meters height, stretching around 200 meters to the shore, which it makes it good for place for surfing. Some related parties do some efforts, including by organizing competitions in order to promote the beautiful scenery of the beach to both local and international visitors. In early May 2019, the beach has become a place for international surfing competitions. The competitions attracted surfers from 23 countries. All participants said that the waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is truly perfect for professional surfers. Tanjung Setia Beach has white and soft sand which stretches along the beach. There are many palm trees at Tanjung Setia seashore, which makes it more beautiful. In addition, Tanjung Setia offshore is also a fit location for fishing sport lovers to catch abundant fish. There is a giant blue martin fish which is known as Iwa Tuhuk by local people. Blue marlin can have weight up to 50 to 70 kilograms with the length spanning around 170 centimeters. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Fewer prehistoric races have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9 past 39 minutes.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubing, Senoa Island, Tama Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half-sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if these were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. Then, because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kakah. Then, there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is Serasan Sub-District.
Nah, kemudian yang terakhir karena kita memiliki culture diversity.
Lastly, we have cultural diversity.
Budaya yang kita miliki. Ya, kita kan ada.
Yes, we do have Mendu, Sudo Chicken, Pastel Arts,
kesenian Alu.
A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia.
Berada dalam kawasan wilayah Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia.
With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
Only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo, and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power, and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Sejak saat pertama melihat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar. Inikah petanda? Namun ternyata kita salah. Harapanku pun musnah sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya. Memikirkannya, kamu bersama saja jatuh cinta. Saya sayang dia ada yang punya. Mungkin ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata takkan sanggup pergi. Pikirkannya, kamu besar-besar jatuh cinta. Saya sayang dia ada yang punya. Aku coba menghapus bayang-bayang indah, tetapi selalu aku merindu lagi. Padanya memikirkannya, namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta saya sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong, tolong aku jatuh cinta pada kekasih orang. Ingin lupa ku tak bisa, saya sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong aku.
Jadi yang paling bahagia dapati cinta itu. Perlahan duka pun pergi, jauh tenggelam tinggalkan bunda. Bertahun ku coba sendiri, berteman caci maki. Takkan ku lepas lagi kehadiranmu, oh anugerah. Sepanjang usia kita terus bersama, mengarungi hidup dengan cinta turut kehendaknya. Sepanjang usia kita mau terpisah, memberikan hatiku seutuhnya hanya kepada dirimu. Duka pun pergi, jauh tenggelam tinggalkan bunda. Bertahun ku coba sendiri, berteman caci maki. Takkan ku lepas lagi, oh kehadiranmu, oh anugerah. Sepanjang usia
my listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled Pais Fish. The song tells about Pais Fish or Pendap Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of pais wrapped with taro leaves. Pais fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cooked and chili sauce. It is tasteful, so it makes people want to eat by eating it. Well, listener, here is the song Ikan Pais by Jarvis. Enjoy!
Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oi lemah nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis rasona tambu. Rasonyo oi lemah nian badan keringen niti-niti sambalnyo pede tambu lagi habis segalo. Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jering mudo.